on check two.
Show me around the snowy mountains without sound. Take me to your daddy's farm.
That's right.
Let me hear your battle like it's ringing out. Come and keep your comrade warm. I'm back in the USSR. Hey,
check one.
You don't know how lucky you are.
How lucky are you?
Back in the USSR.
In contrast, Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Simulation on Wilmington's top iconic rock. It's Whiskey and the Surfer. A little bit of jungle boogie action to start it off. Why not? Oh, did you get your monkeypox mandatory vaccine? No, I didn't have to because the left considers me a straight white man, an animal. I don't have to comply.
Jungle boogie, jungle boogie, get it on.
Jungle boogie,
oh yeah. Jungle boogie,
get it on.
Just in time to cause the new fear panic to start up the mail-in ballots so they can rig the midterms. I mean, that along with $8 gas. What do you think is coming at the end of this summer? It's already $4.60 in every single state in this nation. Gas is so expensive, I have to identify as Tarzan and Jane so I can swing from tree to tree because I can't afford to drive.
That's right!
Are you buying the new fear campaign, huh? No, I've been vaccinated against the Ministry of Truth that shit the bed Freddie Jackson the other day. How funny was that to see that Nina Jankowicz shit the bed? We were telling you misinformation the whole time, and then we showed up, we told you what we were going to do, even though we didn't tell you what we were going to do, how we were going to do it, and now, because you didn't like what we were planning on doing, even though we wouldn't tell you what we were doing, now we have to shut it down. We have to rebrand. We have to get somebody in charge of it that the bald villain Mayorkas doesn't seem to think that it's cartoonish. And it is one giant cartoon, folks. You know, it's just your freedom. I saw a meme today that said, if you do not watch your freedom of speech, your pronouns are going to be was and were.
Check what?
Elon comes out, he says, I'm no longer the Democrat, they're the party of hate. I'm voting Republican. One day later, here comes a fake smear. Fake news. And then, and of course, he makes the joke. Of course, what's the first scandal called? Elongate. Zip. I'll show you something long right now. That's me unzipping. That's Elon doing a motorboat on his space jet. Oh, you don't think there's not going to be motorboating going on to Mars? If we make it that far as a civilization and don't blow each other up in the name of capitalism, blow each other up in the name of corporate greed, blow each other up when, you know, you can't afford baby formula, gas, your own rent, or food, but we're sending $40 billion to the scumbags in Ukraine.
You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the USSR.
Going to see Sir Paul this weekend, that's right.
Been away so long, I hardly knew the place. It's good to be back home.
That's right.
Leave it till tomorrow to unpack my case. Honey, disconnect the phone. I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are. Back in the US, back in the US, back in the USSR.
If you thought if you think that the USSR didn't have any freedoms before it shit the bed, what do you think it's like to work at NPR right now that is having a very strict mask policy? Even though it says on the side of the box, masks don't work, masks have never worked. Just like the 12% efficacy vaccine only works for 12 weeks in a pandemic that's over. Oh no, it's the new monkeypox. According to what I read on the monkeypox, it can't kill you. You'll be sick for a couple weeks. You'll be laying in bed crying like the Democrats after they lose the rigged midterms. That's right.
Back in the USSR.
And if you want to see something, I mean, more interesting than the Hollywood not calling Dr. Oz a Republican Nazi, when does that start? When he wins? Or is he part of the inside ruse to take over the right? To take over the Republicans using one Hollywood liberal time? How many times during that commercial shoot did he say, "This shotgun is heavy"? According to NPR, we have asked on-site supervisors to remind staff of the masking requirements when needed.
Back in the USSR.
And I did promise you last show I was in the middle of a sweet rock riff, and I was going to break down what NATO's history was and why their single-inch move west equals aggression against one Vladimir Putin and Russia itself. A little commercial for PC Death Squad, that's right. The gun at your head has a Saudi trademark. This is off of Eternal Ignorance. Go get that. That's on Spotify. All my comedy's on Spotify. I put three releases up. Three comedy releases. That's right.
Let's go.
What's your name, please?
JLJ the Icon.
Who are you?
I'm Wes Key and Flip Rivers. Dr. Christmas.
I need to talk to you about a serious concern.
What?
Listen up,
Flip.
This is nothing but moshing. Single riffs over riffs. Nothing but riffing in the name of riffs. Whiskey in the
surf. 106.3 Wilmington, South Icon. I thought we fixed that. No, I thought we fixed this.
Side to side action, stage dives, high fives, getting along. Let's go!
Oh, here we go, everybody. It's come on! Fake news. Motherfucking fake news, what? Fake news, what? Fake news, what? Fake news! None of it's real. None of it. None of it. Not a single syllable.
Woo!
The applause already, bro? Thank you.
Bro, don't bother me with this Thomas Dolby. I'm trying to create a sex robot. Yeah, in my bedroom. Bro, hand me that Wilson Phillips screwdriver, if you know what I mean. No, I like something I can put two hands on. The sun.co.uk. Mind blown, the world's oral sex robot has been created.
Science.
Developers taught at the actions after studying 108 hours of video porn. I can smell the chemicals on my schmeen after this experiment.
Come on down.
Why are you watching 108 hours of porn? Honey, it's for work, I promise. They said I had to, dude. No, because then, I guess what? I watch 108 hours, he watches 108 hours, and then we tell the computer what we think. And the computer was watching it, too. Guess what? Oh, bro, you ever get your DS'd by one of these sex, oral sex robots, bro? Oh, my God.
Sweetest any heart.
The Sun Online talked exclusively with inventor Brian Sloan. He said, "We use artificial intelligence to replicate techniques that make using our machine feel less robotic and more human." Bro, how can it dance? It's just a mouth.
spent the last 3 years listening to feedback from our 200,000 Autoblow 2 owners. Bro, they only 200,000 people own the Autoblow 2. How many own the Autoblow 1?
Yeah. How many?
We're all Autoblow 1. That's Don Lemon's tattoo on his back.
Swung on in a drive.
And
always
driven building deep. A new machine that mechanically better replicates the gliding and friction combination of the mouth and the hand that men experience during oral sex. Bro, that is offensive, dude. Just because somebody doesn't have a shmeen doesn't they can't pretend they have one. No, I'm triggered. The Autoblow AI, which requires a plug socket connection, get it, uses several sensor components to work properly. It combines a microcontroller with an infrared beam sensor and a magnetic field sensor to manipulate a fleshy sleeve across 250 different points along a 5-inch long stroking plane. Oh my God, bro. But dude, 5 inches, it gets to do it twice. They said the device for man yet to be patented. user desires and then moves accordingly.
I believe it.
There she goes
again.
Dude, there she goes again. I just finished again. Dude, who cleans this thing? That's right, poetry in motion, bro. 10 speeds available, including the full stroke and the fast edge. Bro, as deep as any ocean, it's only 5 inches, top and bottom stroke. Bro, it harmonizes with these nuts. Quieter experience that would alert people to your activities. Oh, no! The development of the sex toy included the work of PhD robotics engineers and artificial... You know, Mom, I'm going to school, and I'll show you.
Reaching in the simulation on Wilmington South Iconic Rock, it's Whiskey and the Surfer, and this is Bad Religion for Sequoia.
Hey, everybody, set the bucket down and see here.
I give you
a sing along.
I give you nothing.
I give you me. I give you nothing.
Rest in peace, Sequoia. One of the people in this world that gave a shit about my career, my stand-up, the future. We both had Bad Religion tattoos. We were both SoCal bros. Sequoia is the reason that I say, bro. Bro, I'm telling you, the moon is a satellite brought here by aliens to control humanity. Was a direct quote from him. You know what? And as long as we're here doing this...
Respectable, despicable, it seems all the same.
That's right.
Now we realize that we have nothing to say. If your reserve is regard as incomplete, as yourself again, do I deserve much revenge?
No!
I mean, how many hours did we spend in that van? Gig to gig to gig to gig, weekend after weekend, the Ronnie's Block Party was raging. Oh, where'd the guitar go? I'm working on a new Zoom right now.
Hey, everybody, look at what they never can see. All the corruption and the dishonesty.
What?
Look around and that's a part of your...
Oh, the corruption, the dishonesty? Is that the Ministry of Truth that shit the bed? Oh, and they didn't shut this down. They're not pausing it. They're now just going underground. It doesn't have a face. It doesn't have a budget. It doesn't have oversight. It doesn't have rules. It is just your government spying on you in the name of whatever the truth that is bad for them. It's called malinformation, and that is the truth that is bad for the government.
They see there's a girl who's afraid of the world.
Drinking at her home.
Also, a boy who seems so lost in his joy. He's all alone. Cameras on them, they're in the land of competition. Southern California, here it breeds them. And they know they're the best cause of the way they are dressed.
You can think you are not welcome in their home. Not welcome in the home. Pinellas County, a Florida man who called 911 to say President Joe Biden needed to be placed in jail was arrested himself.
This
guy's 29 from Palm Harbor, arrested last Sunday for calling 911 dispatchers several times to say, quote, El Chapo needed to be freed from prison and President Biden needed to be put in his place. According to the depressed report, boy, that's a Freudian slip. Folks, we are heading, remember when there was stagflation? Then there was inflation. The inflation was just transitory. It was not real inflation. Now it's full-blown inflation, and what is coming is a recession, and they're only going to lie about the recession because ultimately what is coming is a depression.
and $15 gas.
Do you need to make you happy and mean is it out of your reach?
It's about you not leaving where they can track you. You can't travel long distances to protest for your rights because it's expensive on purpose.
Southern California doesn't breathe them. If you just want the best, turn to yourself for the rest and forget about the ones who have it all.
Dispatchers told this dude his comments were not related to an emergency, and he asked not to call 911 unless there was, and I'm telling you, there's an emergency right now. I have to drive down the street, and I do not have the $99.95 it takes to go one block. I will get into foreign policy, that's right. No, I'm taking a ICBM, I'm shoving it up a camel's ass, and I'm bombing the entirety of Iran. And I'm stealing their oil. That's right. No, George Bush said I could.
Into a mosque, gonna throw some rocks.
What?
Tell the Ayatollah, gonna put you in a box. Bomb Iran,
This guy said Joe Biden belongs in prison and we need to bomb Iran. According to Barack Obama, bombing Iran, is that just sending pallets of money? Is that true?
Pretty hot. Time to turn Iran into a parking lot. Bomb Iran, bomb, 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 bomb.
I'm telling you, the best investment for real estate is a parking lot. That is right. And that's why we turn Iran into a parking lot. And that is what Barack Obama was doing, sending pallets of your money off to Iran.
Volunteers. Call the bombardiers.
No, good news. We sent $90 billion to every country that hates us. No, but before that, I took every single one of those hundos and I put a rubber stamp of Michelle's cock on each one. That is right, swung on a drive. I was arrested for misuse of the wireless 911 system to report a non-emergency and non-criminal matter. So he called the 911 phone line approximately three times within 1 hour. Bond set at $150. Documents indicated alcohol may have been an influence. I'm telling you, I love peace and anti-war as much as the next guy, but I think there is a way to do foreign policy where we can take care of the worst the fastest and have the best outcome for the rest of us. It's Raging with the Go-Go's. On Whiskey and the Surfer. One in this band. There is only one answer, and it's not Belinda Carlisle. It's Jane Wheedland swung on a drive. Is your child a far-right extremist? Here are the warning signs. Aversion to drugs, alcohol, and pornography. Well, 0 for 3. Interest in physical fitness, mental well-being. 1 for 2. Growing collection of classic literature. Yeah. Monogamy, desire to marry and procreate. Mostly. Increased time spent outdoors or in nature. Yep. Appreciation of your nation, history, and culture. And a disdain for modernism or postmodernism. If you have any of those beliefs, folks, you are a far-right extremist. I don't care what state you live in, what country you live in. If you're a traditionalist, if you believe in the old ways, if you believe in a spiritual life over the, what are they calling it? The materialistic modernity of progressivism. It's a mouthful. Get it?
We got the beat.
Speaking of mouthful, roses are red. Pink guy comes from butts. Girlfriend farts on his face during oral sex, setting off an allergic reaction to peanuts. This guy has a lip so big, dear God. No, this, I feel bad. This guy's lip so big, I believe in forced masking, just so I don't have to look at it. How exactly did Hollywood figure out not to call Dr. Oz a Nazi? if all Republicans are Nazis and Dr. Oz is a Republican, what's up with the silence? Is the truth going down the tubes? Raging in the simulation. Step right up. Don't be shy. The biggest warmonger in the history of the United States, not Kissinger, George W. Bush, just admitted it.
Step right up and don't be shy. Because you will not believe your...
Oh, I forgot. I was going to make a damn We Got the Meats joke during We Got the Beat, and I was late.
You're going to like her, because she's got class.
Neil Patrick Harris apologizes for Halloween meat platter shaped like Amy Winehouse's corpse. Oh, no!
You get to talk to a pretty girl.
No, I looked at a pretty girl and I was like, oh, hello, hello, hello. Can I have thirds? Swam on.
But don't fall in love. She's a beauty. Oh,
if you're looking to move to the country because you're tired of what's happening during the pandemic, you can test Chris at 770-316-4958. Peppy the Frog is on board. He will co-sign your loan for that trailer. Can you? Can you say anything you like?
But you can't touch the merchandise.
You cannot touch the merchandise. The merchandise is the Constitution, and it's being sold to the highest bidder. And whatever they determine it is, it will be.
You can stand outside your little world. You can talk to...
I'm telling you right now. Is it president? Prime Minister? Hey, my Indian fans... How do I refer to Henry? I don't even know how to say his first name. Modi, that dude. He loved Trump. Trump loved him. The soccer stadium was rocking. Coming up in the show, Bayanak Mount. How do I say that? If I'm not saying that right, please, somewhere in the comments on one of my socials, tell me the song Attack of the Roach Smokers. Attack of the Roach Smokers. No, and I watched an insane... They're sending freaking drugs from Pakistan into northern India. It is hemming up the entire community. It's bullshit. No, that is why we need to legalize weed in India. That's right. What do you think? Am I allowed to... Wait, can I support a traditionalist like Modi and at the same time be pro-drug for everybody? No, because he believes in not a materialist humanism. He believes in a spiritual humanism, which is different than a personality-driven humanism. A personality-driven humanism is, those of us Catholics, we have the Holy Family, Joseph, Mary, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, his cousin, St. Jude, Mary Magdalene, she's hanging out. St. Michael the Archangel was there the entire time. St. Anthony hanging out. St. Luke. St. John. John the Baptist. That is a personalized... Is that a personality-driven humanism? Personality-driven spirituality, which is different than that... The first encounter that we're having is spiritual. From the spiritual comes our material existence. And it doesn't matter what you believe, you're going to hit that snooze button, punch that time clock, and listen to Huey Lewis.
Sunday morning ever, and Sunday pass on by.
Yeah.
I'll be working here forever,
what?
At least until I die.
Why not?
Damn if I do, damn if I don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know that what I want.
Working for a living.
I promised you a brief history of NATO. NATO was put together because the USSR was a threat to our liberal progressive Western hegemony, also called the Atlanticists, run by the Atlantic Council and the Council of Foreign Relations.
I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
And what was promised during the fall of the USSR is that NATO would not go one inch further to the west, and if they did, that incursion towards Russia's border from the west would be a sign of aggression. And now they've dumped a bunch of illegal money inside of Ukraine. They've done the Orange Revolution. They paid Nazis to overthrow the government in 2014. They're paying them now in order to, I don't know, get run out of Mariupol. And are they just doing it? And everyone's like, no, more money, more money, more money. We're only 2 months in. How many years did World War II last? I'm telling you, we may be in the middle of World War III, and the last thing you're going to hear is the whistle of the bomb coming down to get you. And it's Barack Obama using a drone to get back at you for putting Michelle's cock on those hundos that they sent off on a pallet to Iran.
I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living. Working for a living.
Living and I'm working.
I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working.
Let's talk about the bots happening in Twitter. Is it 5% like Twitter said? Is it 20%? Is it 66.6% or 69% bots? The bots they use to create public opinion and corporate control. Oh, a little Greg Kinban. On Wilmington's top iconic rock.
We both look good just an hour before. Now staring at the bodies as they dance across the floor. And then the band slowed the tempo, the music took me down. It was the same old song with the melancholy kind of sound. They don't ride like that anymore.
This is from my buddy Dan. Dan was one of my good friends who reached out and let me know of Coy's passing. He said, I still don't know what to say. I should simply say thank you. Thank you for being my friend, and I'm sorry I wasn't there more for you in the past years. Thank you for allowing me to play a few songs at your infamous Your Mom 4th of July back. Okay, it may go with Sequoia Slants on Bandcamp. You can get the Your Mom album. And it's true punk.
They don't ride like that anymore. They don't ride like that anymore.
He says, I still hate hippies on speed. Thank you for letting me join you on the journey. That was the Ronnie Munn block party. That is right. We were blessed to be there. Blessed to be part of going from absolute obscurity to seeing Ronnie triple life size on the side of a building in Atlantic City. I mean, triple life size. No, it was 18 feet tall, swung on a drive. Thank you. No, they don't run like that anymore. That was a unique dude. I'm telling, bro, it is why I am. It's that voice. That's his. That's. I heard it because anytime I hear the, because that has to come from a real place in your soul, bro. That is down here, and then from down here he would tell you what was gonna happen in the future, and he was not wrong. Loved fossils. Created Lego Africa, which shipped Legos to children in Africa, because when you build things with Legos, it builds neural pathways in your brain. It changes their future. What ideas have you come up with to save humanity? Other than putting Michelle Obama's dick on all those hundos. The ninth time he does the joke and he fucks it up. It's the dwarves! Let's fuck! Let's fuck! Yeah! I need a room. I wanna see my fucking cock inside. going to say I'm the best fucking fuck in the whole world. Speaking of the hottest fuck in the whole world, Carrie Lake swung on a drive. I'm telling you, no, I tweeted this out the other day. Carrie Lake makes me wet. She's going to make Arizona great again. One pant at a time. No, I'm going to legally move there and vote 10 times. Did you get this album? Are you a Dwarves fan?
Let's fuck!
It's RKL. Dead Ted's would be the name of the bridge that Ted Kennedy dies under if the world was fair. Several details have emerged since a gunman. This is from the LA Times, so whatever they say. I'm just going to read it. You can believe whether or not I'm telling you the truth. Several details have emerged since a gunman attacked a lunch banquet at a Taiwanese church in Laguna. Oh, yeah, once you shoot one, you have to shoot another one within 30 minutes. That is terrible. Oh, no, I'm sorry. At least I'm mentioning the shooting. I'm not just sitting there silent like I get in my text message for all my Hollywood friends. You better not say anything about this Christmas massacre. Anyways, this guy killed one, wounded five others. We've learned that the churchgoers tackled him, hogtied him with an extension cord, and grabbed his two weapons. Authorities have also said the attack appeared to be motivated by political hatred toward the Taiwanese community. Well, this guy was pro-China as all get out. I mean, imagine attacking a religious organization. Why would a communist government do that? Single church corps who was killed was slain while trying to stop the shooting. Died doing what he loved, being a hero. Dr. John Chang put himself in the line of fire, tried to prevent others from being attacked after he was shot. A witness said the visiting pastor struck the suspect with a chair. He brought the chair shot in. No, I saw that video. No. I'm telling you, no. Dude, anytime there's a chair shot video because of wrestling Twitter, I'm going to see that video. Dude, I'm telling you, the Iron Sheik shared this video. It was a chair shot to this guy's back. He said, look at this actual chair shot. P.S. Hulkster is a jabroni. Dr. Chang's a hero in this incident based on statements from the witnesses and corroborated by other means. Known that Dr. Chang charged the individual, the suspect, attempted disarmament, which allowed the other parishioners then to intercede. See how important intercession is? Raging from the Bay Area yesterday and today, it is the almighty YNT. That's right. She's got a mean streak. No, that's Kamala Harris trying to get Joe Biden out of this damn White House. No. Biden's in Taiwan right now. She's trying to order Taiwanese takeout. You know this! Take a look! She's got a mean streak, everybody! Mean streak! What kind of palace intrigue are we? If this dude is polling at 20%, which means he's really polling at less than 5%. Because if the majority of opinion online is driven by bots that are owned by corporations and sent to carpet bomb certain opinions in order to put together a central lie that is easily seen through? Uh-huh. I do stand with Elon Musk. And I stand with Jeff Bezos, too. Well, he has my credit cards. I have to be nice to him. According to Sagar and Jetty, quote, consumers are already spending thousands more annually on gasoline due to the surge in prices at the pump. Oh, let's blame it on Putin. Let's blame it on Yeltsin. Let's blame it on Archduke Ferdinand. Let's blame it on Gandhi. Let's blame it on Apu. Let's blame it on Dave Chappelle. Let's blame it on the guy who attacked Dave Chappelle. Anybody but our bad economic policies, less drilling, and the loss of American energy independence. No, it said drill on the back of those $100 bills. That is right. And it was another picture of Michelle Obama's cock. That's right. Swan on. Continuing from Sagar, difficult to comprehend just how screwed we are in gas prices for the short to medium term, and the administration and ruling party does not seem to have a single idea to do anything about it because the destruction of your dollar is baked into the cake. Does this have a long range good solution? I've not yet to hear. Are we just trying to just wait out the population collapses of China and Russia? So then the ruling powers left on the planet will be us, India. By then, India will have totally already owned the EU. Is that right? I believe it. I'm telling you, there are a ton of people who know that the end of modernity, the end of globalization, is about loving your homeland, loving your traditions, loving your spirituality, loving your fellow man, and making sure you wear a mask so you don't get monkeypox on your schveen. This is coming off a vinyl retentive Various Artists, dropped by Very Small Records in 1993. This is Captain Nines and the Knickerbocker Trio with Yummy Yummy Yummy. Go check this out because it has Econo Christ on it, Grimple is on it, the Horny Mormons are on it, Elmer's on it, 23 more minutes. Yummy, yummy, yummy. The Sea Pig, Schlong, Motherload, the Grips. Give me all your blood and I'll drink it dry. And we're going to have a song's called Pig's Blood Blues from Logical Nonsense coming up on the show by Enoch Mott. Am I saying that correctly at all? Some compulsive disorder from Florida. Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got blood in my tummy and I feel like I'm drinking some more. I'm just sitting on the internet learning about things. Yeah, I learned about Egypt. Did you know that they love the pharaoh so much in Egypt? 596 dudes swore their lives to this pharaoh. They got free health care until when the pharaoh died. Then they had to show up to the Hall of Eternity and stab each other to death so they could all be buried together. About you, but that sounds like a pyramid scheme swung on at a drive. That ball is driven deep. Get it? That was on the third side of the fake bill we sent to Iran. That ball is driven deep. This is Logical Nonsense. Oh, do you want some logical nonsense? Replacement theory was created in 1947 by a Democrat. It was then used for 60 years as a, this is what is coming for this country, therefore, whatever we're lying about next. Except when Tucker Carlson then goes on TV and he says, this is what these people created and have talked about for 60 years. All of a sudden, some psycho leftist shows up, guns down people at a supermarket, blames it on Tucker Carlson. The guy's, what was he? He was a white supremacist communist who was killing black people in the name of Ukraine? Does that make any sense? Do you realize if you went along with every single outrage thing, I mean, what is there, one a day? And you're like, and then every couple of months, there's an opinion you have, it flips. And if you're continuing just vomiting up your emotive data, then they will use it to build a prison to keep you in. And that just may be a prison of your own bad ideas, your own, if you're a Carl Jung fan, say Jung. According to Occupy Democrats, oh shit. That's Elon has already taken over. No, he's already taken over the thing. I was just about to read something from Occupy Democrats, and then my page somehow updated, and now I can't read the tweet. I'm supposed to believe that that's just an organic thing that happened. Okay. Well, who owns my fucking browser? Bill Gates, that's right. She walked in like a lady with a glass of pink champagne. Little kiss action. I wouldn't look at you plainly, cause to me, she's still the same. Well, you wanna see her? This was posted on the 18th, according to Occupy Democrats. It's their pinned tweet. Breaking, Arizona bus driver tells junior high school students that they can't speak Spanish while riding the bus. No, she is so European. She goes, if you guys aren't lisping when you're speaking Spanish, then I don't want you speaking your fake Mexican Spanish. I want you, as a person from Spain, to be speaking actual Spanish. That's how bad the economy is. If you're a woman who moves here from Spain, you have to drive a bus in a desert. She got angry that she slammed the brakes and rerouted them back to the school instead of driving them home. Retweet if you think she must be fired immediately. Is that real news? Did that really happen? You want to see her turning it around right now. You're going back to that school and you're going to learn. No, you get 8 more hours of indoctrination. No, by the end of this, you're going to love NATO. By the end of this, you're going to love war. By the end of this, you're going to love the military-industrial complex, Kissinger, George Bush, both of them. The Clinton, Jerry Nadler's diaper, and that dead rat on top of Jamie Raskin's head. Dear God. According to the New York Times Magazine, a letter of recommendation. Don't play with your kids. What does that mean? I don't know. I'll tell you how I was raised. If it was the summertime, is the sun out? You better not be inside watching TV. No, you can wait till I go to work, and then you can break into the house that I won't let you in. Don't burn it down again. And then we would play wiffle ball for 25 hours a day. For free, because we loved it. Are you watching the beginning of the MLW season, the AWA season? Are you following them on Instagram?
That's right.
What's your favorite song off of Unmasked? I'm telling you, if you want to know what to be mad about, figure out what Joe Rogan is going to be mad about next and get ahead of it. It's compulsive disorder from Florida.
We're going to thrash.
Telling you, the best way to make sense of this nonsense that's happening, folks, is just to look at everything as mathematics, to understand that most of what you are reading is based on a profit-driven propaganda model. And if your bullshit meter goes off, then more than likely it's bullshit. If the people have said bullshit to you 95,000 times in a row, and every time they make a mistake, it's really not a mistake, at some point you have to stop listening. And that's why you're here, to listening to the best thrush. How do you guys like Peter Ducey already giving the new chick the business? She's like, I'm this, and I'm this, and I'm the first this, and this that there's ever been. So about that, suck it. Yeah, why do you think gas prices are going up? Because of Putin. Swung on at a miss. Literally, it's like, it was, remember when they trotted out Greta Thunberg? And they're like, you can't say anything about her, she's autistic. Oh, you can shit on Elon for being autistic all you want because he's not in your camp, but you can't shit on Greta Thunberg. And that's the tactic. They put somebody up front that you can't say anything about. Are you watching the Sussman trial? Are you waiting for that, either the judge or that person on the jury, to say, not guilty? I mean, look, I understand that everybody who already swore under oath that they are guilty showed up here and also then agreed to it, but... No, I can't say anything, or I ruin all of the billions of dollars I stand to make from Ukraine and China when they invade Taiwan. So, you know, we're looking at the United States of America bridging a friendship with Taiwan so they can increase their manufacturing, because they're in an aging society, which means that there's not enough workers to do the work. So what are we going to do to invest to put workers into Taiwan? I said, anybody who has green hair, who spends all day on TikTok trying to indoctrinate people, we send you first. Good news, you've just been drafted by the Taiwanese army. Bad news, you're going to lose to China because they are facing a population crash and they need to absorb the entire population of Taiwan in order to stay afloat. It might be the same reason we've opened up the southern border to create 2.9 new voters. And is that what it's going to take to keep the petrodollar afloat and you free to move about? I don't know. I'm reading from the new board of We're Not Talking About Anything Anymore Disinformation. And they said that anybody who flies the flag is a domestic terrorist? That doesn't seem right. Vicky Ryder, friend of Mars, that's right. There is a, let's see here, it's a GoFundMe to help support Micah and Logan. Help support Micah and Logan, that's on GoFundMe.com. Raising money to take care of, you know, these kids' future. They're going to school, they're going to college. And we're all family, and we are all in this together. This is Bayan Akhmat. If I'm saying that wrong, tell me how to fucking say it.
Attack of the Roach Smokers.
Tell Talked to Three Gun the other day. They're coming to Charlotte. That's right. Who's on that tour? Anthrax, Black Label Society, and the Almighty Hatebreed. Yes. July 13th. Going to see Paul McCartney this weekend. That's exciting. Did I hit everything? Fake bots? Masks? Replacement theory started by a Democrat since 1947. Black Greta Thunberg. NATO's history. Yeah, if NATO moves 1 inch, that is a sign of aggression. They've already moved 1 inch, and that is why Putin's is justified in his aggression. And it seems to be that the ruling Uniparty wants to turn this into World War III. So if World War II lasted 4, 5, 6 years, why are we doing let's end this now solutions if there's more money to be made in extending it out? It doesn't seem like a lot of folks are talking about peace, coming together, just saying, look, give Vlad all the way to Ireland. They can all figure it out together. No, I'll tell you, dude, forget about thinking about what's happening over there. You better think about how you are going to take North and South America and Greenland and every country in Southeast Asia and turn it into one single landmass that you have a navy that controls the shipping back and forth from. And if you don't have the gas to run the ships, then your shit can't move from your country to another country, China. So you may be in a situation where your gas is going to be limited. According to Peter Sagan, I don't know if you watch him or not or read his books, he believes that they're going to collapse first. They do not have the capability to sustain the technological revolution that they have, and they will be also retreating back to subsistence living as farmers growing food so their population does not die out. And that's if you believe him. Now, he was talking to Sagar and Christie. If I see those two on my screen, I know that I'm being told the truth. Mostly. A little double shot of the tubes. To do the whole show over now, damn it. That's such a bum out. They faked me out. Florida man convicted, felon is in jail, and his drugs are off the streets after routine traffic stop for blowing a stop sign. He had enough fentanyl to kill 10,000 people. DeSantis is like, talk to you later, 200 years from now, when you don't get out of jail. No, because even when you're just a fucking skeleton, we're not going to let your skeleton out. Approximately 7:48, this dude's driving when the deputies conducted a traffic stop near the Chatillon Drive. For running a stop sign, he had 19.1 grams of fentanyl in the car. 10 separate containers holding substances. That's my pockets with weed pens. Also contained scales, plastic baggies, and a container disguised as a New English Dictionary. Most drug dealers are driving around with a dictionary. That's right. I hide my reefer in a thesaurus. They don't really know that it's weed in there, get it? This guy's charged with 5 felonies for possession of a controlled substance, including trafficking in fentanyl of 4 grams or more. The book has been thrown at him. Good news. Inside of that was more drugs. He can start his business up in prison. Then get out. He starts a YouTube channel. The next thing you know, he is a billionaire. WhiskeyandTheSurfer.com. Folks, thank you for being here, for being a part of this, for being the rock-raising sensation that is Whiskey and the Surfer, Wilmington's top iconic rock, despite what the theme song said. You can join the show every Friday night at midnight Eastern Standard. God bless to all of our fans. That's right. California to Texas to Japan, crushing it all over India. As we stand on the border fighting against the encroachment of communism.
To you later.
Xi Jinping is on India's border and he is looking to take over. No, because he's like, look, once you starve one population, 30 minutes later, you have to starve a second population. So what I need to do is take over India so I can take all of their resources, capital, and workforce, and all of their brains so we can get ahead. That seems to be what's coming up on deck. We have a patreon.com/JohnToll. Or if you want to support the show, we're going to do bonus episodes, stupid Q&As. You can suggest music. How about that? All of this is available. And of course, you always get the video first on rockfin.com/JTROKFIN.com/JT.
Talk to you later. That's right.
Hear it again tonight.
Sing along. Talk to you later.
Rest in peace, Jen Psaki. No longer can I masturbate watching a press outing. Now I have to do it watching CNN or MSNBC. Where did she get that job? She's so hot. There's static in my line.